In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Canon, very dear faithful, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's it. That's the prayer. That's today's feast day. That's the doctrine. That's the richness of our Catholic faith. It really is all stated and expressed right there in the simple yet profound sign of the cross. So what better feast day to be catechized on or get back to the beautiful truths of the sign of the cross than on this feast of the Blessed Trinity? We might know offhand that we use the sign of the cross to express our faith in the Trinity, but there is indeed so much more. So this morning, let us pay attention to those details, and let us grow in knowledge and love of what we're truly doing every time we make the sign of the cross. You all recall, or perhaps it just happened to some of the younger ones, when you're beginning in catechism and you're taught the Trinity, you're taught that, of course, it's not three gods, but one God in three divine persons. That's already expressed in the detail of the sign of the cross. Note that we say, in the name. We don't say it in the plural. There is no S. There are not multiple gods. It's in the name, but then we do go on to state three persons. So the name, singular, because we are addressing one divinity, one true God. And that true God is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that is why we say in the name, singular, but then state three persons of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The gesture means something too. When we say in the name of the Father, we touch our head, the most dignified part of our body, where some authors say the principle of all our actions. Well, we do that when we say the Father, because the Father is the principle. The Son comes from Him, yes, eternally. The Son is co-eternal. The Son is true God, of course. But He comes from the Father, just like the Holy Spirit comes from the Father and the Son. So when we say the Father, we're there at the head, the Godhead, the principle. And then it is the Son who came down to the womb of the Virgin Mary. It is the Son who is incarnate, who came down from heaven to earth. And so we do make that same downward gesture and make sure we go all the way down to our stomach. A reminder of the Son coming down to the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so as we start to make the sign of the cross, we touch our head for God the Father, we bring it down for God the Son, we're already expressing the incarnation, that God became man, that the Son came down to the womb of the Virgin Mary. And then when we state the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit, we cross over our heart. We cover our heart. And we know from Scripture, it was also in Romans, but chapter 5, that the Holy Spirit is given to us and He is poured out into our hearts. So just as we touched our stomach, we came down to remember that the Son came down to the womb of Mary. Will we go across our hearts to remember that's the Holy Spirit that is poured forth into our hearts? And by stating that God is the Father and that the Son came down and that the Holy Spirit is poured across our hearts, in doing that, we make a sign of the cross. The cross, which is the symbol and instrument of our redemption. It is by the cross that Christ bought us back, reclaimed us from the snatches of Satan. We are bought back with his precious blood. And so if you followed, when we make the sign of the cross, we express not one, but the three highest truths of our faith. The three most essential truths of our faith that all the others come from. We expressed our belief in the Trinity, in the Incarnation, and in the redemption. The Trinity, one God and three divine persons, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Incarnation, because it's the Son that comes down. And by making that sign complete with the Holy Spirit, we made a cross, the instrument of our redemption. So that God is a triune God, God became man, and God redeemed man. All of that is expressed in the sign of the cross. So you see, dear souls, the great richness of truth that is in that simple act of the sign of the cross. We must not think that it's just something we do and then start our prayer. Or it's something that we do to finish because we said a prayer. No, it already is a great prayer in of itself. We must do it with attention, fervor, and piety. A true, dignified, and prayerful Catholic sign of the cross has nothing to do with that scribble of a hand that so many athletes do, whether they're stepping up to the batter's box or about to make the Lambo leap after a touchdown. We need to make a prayerful sign of the cross. And the rare athlete that does do a good one, he stands out because he didn't just do this. He makes a sign of the cross. So let us use this feast day, just like we can use other feast days and seasons of the year, to increase a certain aspect of our piety. In Lent, maybe we used it to increase our devotion to mortification or the sufferings of Christ. The month of May, we perhaps used to rebound and increase our devotion to Our Lady. Here we are in June and the Sacred Heart. Well, today, on this Feast of the Blessed Trinity, let's get back to the sign of the cross. Let's make it more prayerful, more fervent, and realize it's such an expression of our faith. And this homily could go on. There's so much more about the sign of the cross. Think of how it's an armor or a shield you put on each time you do it. Satan trembles. And his minions are fearful before that sign of the cross, the instrument of their conquering, the instrument of their defeat is the cross, just like the cross is our standard and banner of victory. And if ever you do want to read more, our patron, St. Francis de Sales, has a beautiful little book called On the Sign of the Cross. And Sophia Press even publishes it in English. So there you go. You have a reading resolution as well. The Sign of the Cross by St. Francis de Sales. In conclusion, on this Feast of the Blessed Trinity, let's turn to our Heavenly Mother. She has this beautiful title as complement to the Trinity. Of course, we know she's not divine. We know she's a human creature. We know she's not one of the three persons. But look at the relationship she has with each of the three persons. In that, she is our great model. Our Lady is the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She's the complement of the Blessed Trinity. So as we seek to increase our adoration of the Blessed Trinity, let's turn to Our Lady, who will help us in that adoration and devotion. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.